Hello and welcome to Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse with me, your host, Gina Lizardi. My goal with speaking out against domestic abuse is to educate, empower, and support you on your journey to achieving only healthy relationships in your life. On this episode of Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse, we are going to talk about what is fight or flight and why is it helpful. The fight or flight response, also known as acute stress response, refers to the psychological reaction that occurs in the presence of something that is terrifying, either mentally or physically. The response is triggered by the release of hormones that prepare your body to either stay and deal or to with a threat or to run. So what happens to your body during fight or flight response? In response to acute stress, your body's sympathetic, nervous system is activated due to the sudden release of hormones. The sympathetic nervous system stimulates the adrenal gland, triggering the release of, catecholamines, which also included adrenaline and noradrenaline. This results in an increase of heart rate, blood pressure, and breathing rate. After the threat is gone, it takes between 20 and 60 minutes for your body to return to normal levels. Some of the physical signs that may indicate that a flight or fight response has kicked in includes rapid heart beat and breathing, pale or flushed skin, dilated pupils, trembling, racing thoughts, difficulty concentrating, dizziness or lightheadedness, nausea or butterflies in the stomach, sweating or tense muscles. So why is this important? The fight and flight response plays a critical role in how we deal with stress and danger in our environment. Essentially, the response prepares the body to either fight or flee the threat. It is also important to note that the response can be triggered due to both real and imaginary threats. By priming your body for action, you are better prepared to perform under pressure. The stress created by the situation can actually be helpful, making it more likely that you will cope efficiently with your threat. This type of stress can help you perform better in situations where you are under pressure to do well, such as work or school. In cases where the threat is life-threatening, the fight or flight response can actually play a critical role in your survival. The fight or flight response makes it more likely that you will survive the danger. Everyone will experience the fight or flight response during some time in their life, to varying degrees. Usually, it's natural, healthy, and not a problem. However, when the fight or flight response leads to excess anger, anxiety, prolonged stress, or other problems, it might be time to intervene. Most of us are familiar with the fight or flight concept, yet freeze is less well known. In fight or flight, the brain triggers a nervous system, signaling the senses to either adapt a defensive response or to take flight. However, in many domestic abuse or sexual assault situations, the brain's reaction is to disassociate itself during flight mode or detach from reality, often referred to as freezing. This is because the emotions are too overwhelming to deal with at that moment. Some describe this as mentally leaving your body while your body endures the trauma. Continually experiencing traumatic events or reliving them through memories over time means your brain is constantly having a stress reaction, causing a buildup of stress hormones called cortisol. Cortisol in abundance activates the amygdala, the area of the brain responsible for emotions, emotional behaviors, and motivation. With continued trauma, cortisol is triggering the amygdala, which is triggering emotions, which is triggering more cortisol. This cycle in survivors can often cause extreme reactions varying from aggression to oversensitivity to complete withdrawal of fear. We know trauma can affect the brain in various ways, and the impact differs from individual to individual. Survivors may experience flashbacks, depression, numbness, nightmares, stress, feeling sick, shame or guilt, and having problems with social isolation, hypervigilance, or feeling overwhelmed all the time. Some even turn to alcohol or substance abuse in an attempt to block out the trauma and its impact. For those on the outside looking in, it can be difficult to understand a survivor's actions or reactions, which underlines the importance of understanding how trauma impacts the brain. Studies show that trauma actually rewires the brain, and the cumulative effects of trauma can put survivors in a constant state of overreaction or withdrawal, which can be hard for those around them to understand. Researchers are now referring to this as post-traumatic stress disorder. Healing from a traumatic experience takes time. Everyone heals at their own pace, and it is important to recognize when to seek professional help. For those in the survivor circle, it is equally important to educate oneself about trauma to better understand how to support the survivor through the healing. To learn more about PTSD after domestic abuse and how to tell if you are in fact suffering from it, please head to the corresponding blog post that I will list below. And during this time of uncertainty in our world, the COVID-19, I ask that you stay inside, stay safe, so that we can, as a collective, can get over this quicker. And until next time, be bold, be brave, and always be safe.